Blog Talk Radio.
Promise and determination, unity and humanity. My loved ones, today is the birthplace of forever.
There's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place that's brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. And a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
My name is Sakaya Blaney. I'm 11 years old, and I'm proud to say that I come from the Slime Nation. I'm proud to say that my Kupa and my teacher are Robert Blaney and Elizabeth Blaney. And my culture is a fact. It's an understanding of our way of life that everything is connected. The fish and the eagle, the herring and the whale. Each and every species plays its part in the circle of life. And we were put on this earth for a reason. So we could be the caretakers and the healers and the speakers and the warriors from Mother Earth. And we were given a voice for a reason, to speak out for those who have no voice. Like the whales and salmon. Our responsibility as humans, as indigenous people, are for this earth and are of this earth. I was told as a younger child by my Kupa and Chichia about the times when they were children my age, and they would go down to the beach and then they would eat the salmon and then they would eat the herring off the rocks and the cockles and the clams and the seaweed, and they would always say when the tide was out, the table was set. Because that's how pristine it was.
Yes.
You could pick up a cockle or a clam or a mussel and you could just eat it raw. And you wouldn't have to worry about pollutants or toxins or getting cancer. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, when you do the same thing on the very same beach, you have to think, can this make me critically sick? It might even kill me.
Right.
And you have to worry about that stuff. Two generations after, our land and most of our traditions are being diminished because of the industrial projects that have been destroying our land. I wasn't raised to be an activist. I wasn't raised and hardwired to be an environmentalist. I was just taught to have empathy and be respectful of our mother.
My beloved family of humanity. I'm here with my family from the 13 moons of love and prosperity. It's the service that we from the bottom of our hearts want to give to humanity. It's so that we can continue to grow together as one humankind. Where we can find ourselves understanding that without peace, there's no purpose. With peace, we know that we now can serve a purpose. And that purpose is to continue to let peace shine, to make this world a better world, to make our hearts speak heart to heart, to make our souls touch soul to soul. We who are part of the peace ambassador, we let peace be multiplied as we go by simply realizing and never forgetting, peace begins with me. Can you say that? Peace begins with me. There you go. With that now, you too are peace ambassador for the world. So wherever you go, remember, let peace be multiplied unto the world. This is something I want to share with you. Ask for peace. Ask for peace. Ask for peace so that peace can increase. Ask for peace. Pass the peace. We're gonna pass the peace so the peace can increase, because I'm a peacemaker. I'm a peacemaker. And you're a peacemaker. You're a peacemaker. All our peacekeepers, all our peacekeepers, pass the peace together. Pass the peace forever now. Pass it to your friends. Pass it to a friend. Pass it to the friend so the peace could never end. Pass it to a friend. Pass it to your friend. Pass it to your friend so the peace could never end. Let me see your peace sign. Oh, your peace sign. You want the peace sign? Oh, your peace sign. Let me see your peace sign. Oh, your peace sign. We want the peace sign. Oh, your peace sign. Shalom. Nakupinda. Love you. Let peace be on the planet.
Calmness, relaxing, and giving and receiving love. That's my peace.
I think that we as individuals and citizens of this world, we have the power to create peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with ourselves first, and then it starts with our community.
Mm-hmm.
In our family, and then it goes to the community as a whole.
I really feel that peace means to me spreading the joy within. Finding it whatever way that you can, because the violence is leaving people not feeling happy within.
Peace is loosely defined as the absence of turmoil. Peace would be when a man is okay with living in his truck. He isn't harassed for not paying for parking. He isn't threatened with jail if he leaves town. To me, that's peace.
You could go one day without people judging you and just, like, no violence or anything, and that's nice.
I found out that the further you go out, you really have to find peace within first.
And in the world, I think it's a cumulative mass, so, you know, if enough of us are working towards peace, at some point it'll start in our families first, and in our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, country and the world.
This is what you do. This is what we do. We walk around the world holding the continent. And as I said earlier, we have no idea. It's none of our business. We have no idea what we are going to accept today.
So whatever led them here, they led them here. And then when I saw it, I said, hey, this is divine happening. I accepted it. And it's been very good for all of us.
I just love it when people
realize how much we all have in common and how few the differences are.
I witnessed my mother at a young age march with Martin Luther King in northern Indiana at Manchester College. It's the college of the Church of the Brethren, the historic Peace Church. It was a very proud moment for me to be able to see my mother on TV marching in that march.
Peace is such a beautiful word. Aesthetically, the way it sounds, the way it looks, it's short, simple, but yet it's very profound. And the first thing that comes to mind when I think of peace is probably love. And the extension of that and the expression of that would be peace.
Peace is love. Peace is justice. Peace is equality. Peace is fairness. Peace is harmony.
What makes this peace zone incredibly special and what makes the Peace Garden so special are the children, and their enthusiasm, their level of engagement has been so inspiring to me.
I want to say that.
What's up,
that
dude?
It's
peaceful, and we're going to go on the flowers and eat with melon, and I hope you guys come back.
Well, you are now a part of the 13 Moonwalk for Peace, United States of America Peace Trail. And so this is your peace call. It has peace, cause, harmony, healing, and unity on it. And so we're going to leave this with you as we get ready to move forward, and you'll always remember us, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you have your seeds inside, so you're going to plant your seeds and start making your garden.
Peace to me is a verb. It is an action. It is the activity of all of the elements coming together in a harmony and a balance. For me, peace is that place of reconciliation where we rest in the awareness that all is well. That peace is not just the absence of something, it is the presence of something. It is the presence of the awareness that God is all that there is. And that's my peace.
10,000 miles,
you walk for peace.
You walking for peace. I'm walking for peace.
Peace is not a destination. Peace is the journey.
Community here in Houston, Texas. I grew up in a certain part of Houston. Houston can be so segmented sometimes and not be considered a whole community. There's the Latinos over here or the Asian community over here, or, you know, and then not even understanding that that's not even the depth of the breakdown of ethnicities and cultures, and that we can't group people together like that anymore. My community is Houston, and it includes a plethora of cultures and ethnicities and colors, if you will, and stratospheres, social, economic, politically. That's my community, and I think that we fail to understand that sometimes. But what has been key for me as I've traveled, and you know this is true, you come home and you look at your community and you think, I've seen the rest of the world, but I forgot or I missed that my community needed this too. People say all the time, your peace work, as if it's separate from my life. It's not. Somebody saw me with a rainbow T-shirt that said Peace Camp. It was it's a children's program I do every year. And he looked at me and he said, well, you know, you're a gay activist. No, I'm not. I'm a human rights activist.
I mean, today my heart is saddened because there's another, the U.S. bombed Libya yesterday. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, the Desert Storm, all of these, Iraq. I'm tired of war and I want peace, because without peace, you cannot be at peace with yourself. You cannot have harmony in your life. You cannot have a balance that's in your life so that you can do productive things to help other people. So it hurts me when there's not peace in our world. And I'm always seeking peace, and I will do whatever I can all the days of my life to work for
I
peace.
I should like to help everyone, Professor. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world. Millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress.
Another war, and I am so tired. I mean, today my heart is sad because
so much about what we're
the
trying
US
to do
bomb.
Out there, what is important to me, what are we going to do in our universe?
The Korean War.
In our universe.
Storm, all of
we have the Big Bang theory of the universe, the starting of the universe 16 billion years ago. And I firmly believe, from traveling around the world and being with elders, with all that has been bestowed upon this privileged journey, is that we are now entering the Big Bang of the universe.
When there's not peace in our world.
And just as the Big Bang of the universe sends life spiraling out into the universe, expressing itself in all shapes and forms,
Gentile,
in all kinds
man,
of ways, patterns, and
we all want to help
and,
one another. Human beings are like that. We
always
want to
be creating itself out there.
We don't want to hate and despise.
That the most important thing about
policy
right
everyone.
Now is that out there now is all of a sudden sucked into
the way of life can be
black
free,
hole
human.
That exists deep in our heart chambers that's pulling it
greed
all
has
in.
Has poisoned men's souls.
And giving us the opportunity
to
tap into that fullness,
we have developed speed,
to come into complete realization
that
we are.
Us want. Our knowledge
we
has
are
made
the
us cynical,
essence
our cleverness
of divine
and
expressing,
kind.
Expressing however it is we put our mind,
more than machinery,
our heart, and our soul.
More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness.
Will
without
the world
these qualities, life will be violent.
In?
And all will be lost.
If enough of us are
the aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer
be.
Together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men,
will this be
cries
the
out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world. Millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims
now.
Of a system that makes men torture.
Because on the fringe never gets us anywhere.
Those
we're
who can
on
hear
the
me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed. The bitterness of men who fear the way
of human progress. It's a time of the great awakening. It's a time to take it
so much about what we're going to do
out there, what is important. As we're coming into the awareness, our inner explosion, the Big Bang, and our inner soul. We have the Big Bang theory of the universe, and the
no matter where I was
16
billion years ago.
And I only talked about that
from traveling around the world
and being with elders and all
right
that has been bestowed upon this privilege to
no matter where I was on the planet, the elders
is that we are now entering the Big Bang
from our
of
book
the universe into the greatest book ever written. And just as the Big Bang of the universe sent life
and
spiraling life into the universe,
and so encouraged.
Expressing itself
even
in all shapes
and
forms
of what
and all
we are hearing,
because what we are hearing is simply bringing us all to the starting line, always recreating itself out there.
We have a lot of work to do.
That's the most important thing about prophecy,
we're not
right out there now is all of a sudden sucked into this because our humanity deep in our heart chambers that's pulling it all in
right now. Our
and giving us the opportunity to tap into that fullness
with what is
to come into complete realization that we are
that we don't have.
We are the possibility of divine expressing however it is we put our mind, our heart, and our soul
in our interconnected spirit
begins right here. Will the world,
and it begins by healing.
If enough of us are holding that vision, then surely
that
we can extend that healing to our families and to our communities and to the world. Will this be the beginning of an enlightened age? If enough of us hold that possibility, then it
but if you see something projected, that projected
but we
probability we call
be on the fringe now,
then ask yourself, what?
Because on the fringe never gets us anywhere. We're on the fringe when we're afraid to step forward into
who and what it is we're being healed through.
As we take responsibility for those things that maybe we had nothing to do with,
it's a time to
take it
one through our lineage.
We have an opportunity to clean it up.
We're coming into the awareness of the explosion, the big barriers
from the times and said to me,
said to all of us down in the center of our hearts,
this is the
no matter where I was
on this planet, the elders talked about that holy of holies
right here.
Because if we can't do that, anything else
no matter where I was
on the planet, the elders talked about how the environment journey from our books into the greatest book,
whether it's dealing with economic matters within our communities.
And so I am so encouraged, even in the midst of what we are hearing, because what we are hearing is simply bringing us all to the starting
in the universe
of a new
life. If we permit it,
we have a lot of work to do.
We'll flow through us,
and we're not going to do it if we don't regain each other. Because our humanity
always saying, if you what can
and not right now.
Our
if you will live enough and if you will
not go
forward with what is happening to our
human you will flourish.
We cannot pretend that we don't have the responsibility for the condition of each other. If we're going to talk about change in our interconnectedness, it begins right here. And it begins by healing in here so that we can extend that healing to our families and to our communities. But if you see something projected, that projected probability we call as we take responsibility for those things that maybe we had nothing to do with, but through our lineage, we have an opportunity to clean it up.
Don't let it extend.
The way that we can read and word and speak, we can start to get it.